The London Cyber Conference, hosted by the Foreign and Commonwealth Office this week, was a disaster for journalists. It was set up so that delegates and journalists couldn't mingle. Delegates could not go to the media room, and media could not go into the areas where delegates were giving presentations. The only people able to interact and report on proceedings were non-journalists. It was somewhat of a shock to find upon arrival at the Queen Elizabeth II Conference Center in Westminster that not only were bags to be checked and a walk through a metal detector required, but that two security men with guns, big ones, I'm not sure what kind, were overseeing proceedings. The second shock was that the only refreshments available to news hounds were instant coffee, tea, and milk, no food whatsoever. The significance of this being that it meant journalists had to leave the premises in order to eat and then go through the security search proceedings again upon return. This meant, also, that they were unable to watch all the proceedings. The third shock was that the proceedings were only available to journalists via TV screens. Some events were live-streamed and others were screened on a 20-minute time lag, which made it very confusing to know what was happening and when. There had been no effort put into trying to figure out how journalists could listen to side-by-side screens with different information broadcasting from them at the same time. Panic ensued as the technology failed and limitations became apparent. I immediately got a headache. Interview rooms were available, but a list of delegates was not. The only people obviously in attendance were the speakers. I was able to reach one person I wanted to interview through a contact in New York City, who put me in touch. The other two people I interviewed got in touch with me via Twitter. I had sent tweets asking people if they wanted to talk or get in touch. This is not an ideal way to do reporting. There were 900 delegates from 60 countries. It would have been a fantastic opportunity to interview people. When I asked to book a room to do an interview, I was asked who I wanted to interview by the staffers. This was an inappropriate question. I should not have to say who I'm interviewing. I should be allowed to book the interview room without any kind of explanation. I had to be escorted, and so did the person I was interviewing. It seemed like there were about 20 people involved in making this interview happen. On day two, At documentally told me I could get into the delegates' area. I did manage to get into the area. The main benefit was a free lunch, because by then anyone of interest had left, in terms of delegates. The irony of all this was that the meeting was supposed to promote the idea of internet freedom and collaboration. I managed to do a story, a fact box, and a video, so I did achieve something, but I feel I could have done much better and found some really interesting people to speak with had I known who was there, and had I been able to mingle and discover for myself. It was also very strange interviewing people because they would finish what they were doing, their talk, and then they were ready to do the interview, but as a journalist I hadn't seen what they had said because of the lag in terms of broadcasting it to the media room. At the end of day two, the end of the conference, I went for half pints with At Documentally, At Radio Kate, and At Naima. Overall, it was a very worthwhile experience, but very depressing in terms of trying to be a reporter and cover the event, because it's always tough in these situations anyway. There's always a battle involved, always a lot of trouble and struggle to try to achieve as much as you can in a short period of time in terms of, you know, coordinating interviews, tracking people down, speaking to people, synthesizing the information, and then producing stories or videos or, you know, tweets or whatever it is you want to produce. There's always so much effort involved in that, and it's such a struggle that it was really quite a disappointment because, you know, you show up to work, you show up with ideas of the kind of thing you're going to do, and to be deprived of that is quite disheartening.